A marketing strategy that could be crudely summarized as hope for a hot summer had served the ice company perfectly well for decades. But in a market with informed and discerning consumers sitting back and relying on a nationwide distribution strategy that got identical 2-kilogram bags containing identical cubes in front of more shoppers than anyone else in the market was not going to be enough. Keeping tabs on what the market wants isn't always a hardship for the ice company, as Polly Metcalf admitted. We're quite a young group. We all enjoy drinking. The enjoyment of an occasional drink and the ice within it flows through the culture of the ice company. Unlimited free ice is a perk granted to all employees, a reminder that abundant ice is the best kind of ice. Employees have been known to quiz bartenders on where they get their ice. None of us have pulled this way, admitted Ginny Woolhouse, the company's head of marketing. It is not unusual for team members on holiday to send photos of their drinks to the group WhatsApp, soliciting feedback on ice purity, quality, size. The ice from most holiday destinations visited by the team in the early 2010s looked more or less like ice company ice. Domed cylinders, a little jagged at the edges, with a hole in the centre. The ice from Spain, though, was different. Supersized cubes, really premium, like nothing we'd ever seen before, recalled Woolhouse. Mass market packaged ice, the stuff that goes into party ice bags, is formed in supercooled cylinders that are then broken down into smaller chunks. A high-speed, high-yield process that prioritizes quantity over quality. But the ice company already possessed a small number of Italian-made Scotsman machines, which worked in a totally different fashion, by spraying water upwards into an inverted mould. In a Scotsman, gravity ensures that any sediment or impurities in the water fall out of the finished cube, resulting in a noticeably superior product. By passing pure spring water into a Scotsman, the ice company hoped it could produce a dead ringer for the cubes served in Spain. The result was glassy, massy, and dense. They called it the Super Cube. The Super Cube is aptly named. It is an absolute unit, at least 3 times larger than a conventional cube. And the ebullient explosion of the Spanish-style gin tonic, served in a copper glass the size of a goldfish bowl filled to the brim with ice, represented a clear opportunity. The Super Cube was a natural companion to the tsunami of premium gins and tonics hitting the market as a trend became a craze in the 2010s. Today, the ice company is the official partner of both the Gin to My Tonic, the UK's largest gin-centric events business, with dozens of festivals in cities across the UK per year, and Craft Gin Club, the UK's number one gin subscription service, which sends its 75,000 members a bottle of Craft Gin plus tonic, garnishes and snacks every month. Ice is not included, though the Supercube's distinctive profile is everywhere on their website.